This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Ayo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. The big fight, folks, December 1st, 2018, of course, the Staples Center, the City of Angels, the entire boxing world, the Hollywood scene, they've all descended upon the Staples Center tonight for a great fight between two undefeated heavyweights, of course, one from across the pond, the giant gypsy, 6'9", Tyson Fury. We've had him on the show in the past, and of course, Deontay Wilder, American lad, Mobile, Alabama, 41-0, 40-0, take it back, 40-0, 39 knockouts, of course, Tyson Fury undefeated as well, but both these guys are undefeated. You know the old story. Somebody, though, has got to go. And this will not be a draw. I am not going to bet my life on anything, but I would come close to betting my life on this fight not being a draw. In other words, I couldn't imagine these two guys going 12 rounds against each other and still standing up after 36 minutes of heavy blows. No, not from Deontay Wilder. It was, 39 knockouts and 40 wins. And, of course, Tyson Fury is no schmo either. 6'9", but he's got the footwork, the movement of Willie Pep, Sugar Ray Leonard, maybe Ray Robinson. I mean, he really's got some great, great movement for a big guy. So can the big guy with the movement beat the guy that can crack with the power? I'm talking about power versus what? What do we call Tyson Fury? That's my question for you. Open phone lines around the planet. You can help me with this. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no commitment text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Check out the WBO at WBOboxing.com. This is Ring Talk.
Everybody plays a fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He has done it. We have a new heavyweight champion in the world.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Just hours away, of course, the big fight, the City of Angels, Staples Center, Los Angeles, California, straight up. It's going to be a mega event. I don't know if the fight will be sold out. Of course, weather's not good here in California. And, you know, a lot of people like to buy tickets on the last day and show up at the last minute. They really don't plan things out, per se. So California's rocking and rolling. We'll see if they pack the Staples Center. And I would imagine at least 10,000 to 12,000 people would be there. But they were banking on 15 to 18. So if they don't hit their goal, I don't know what that means. Straight up, Tyson Fury, of course, the giant gypsy. Had him on the show in the past. Colorful character, no doubt about that. And Deontay Wilder, the bronze bomber. What can I say? Something's got to give, you know, because both these guys really don't like each other. Let's start things off with Mr. Wilder's point of view.
If you get hurt, we know that when I smell blood,
good finish,
it's over.
It looked like an easy option, like a walk in the park. An easy step to become 41-0 and to claim another big name on his way to the top. However, right now, looking at one of the most incredible body transformations the sport has ever seen, things, all of a sudden, got very serious for one of boxing's biggest hitters.
Don't touch the ball, it's over, call it close, but we all know what this is gonna be. You came to fail the test, you met the best, expect the chest, but got monopoly. I came and bought you.
With the WBC title for the taking, an unshakable version of the Gypsy King has returned.
I want this to be one of the greatest comebacks in boxing history. I'm going to make him quit. I'm a possessed man. I want to tear Deontay Wilder to pieces like a pit bull. Because he said I couldn't, and now the world thinks he can beat me.
And looking to go one better than his groundbreaking upset in Germany 3 years ago, he will storm the arena on December 1st to pull off what many called the impossible.
They ask, are you from outside?
With nothing to lose, everything to gain, and confidence through the roof, love him or hate him, Tyson Fury is a nightmare opponent.
Ready for the war!
We can take this outside, outside. Looking at the stars, staring with my mouth wide. Yeah. I ain't letting nobody stop me this time. Nah. Every single day.
The most dangerous man in the world. I am the most baddest man on the planet.
One punch stopping power and a two-word trademark. The same power which has dismantled every man to step through the ropes. And the same two-word trademark that has echoed throughout the arena 40 times before.
Wow!
Ready?
I'm ready too.
Well, let's go then.
We are
let's pull a fight forward to this weekend. December, I'm going to knock Deontay Wilder. Spark out!
Yet with this, his biggest challenge yet staring him straight in the face, we pose the question, has Deontay Wilder made a big mistake?
From when I might be biased, but knowing where Tyson's come from, I believe that this will be the biggest win in the history of boxing.
The boxer can punch, and the puncher can box. So it's really anything can happen.
Fury versus Wilder. It's been a long time coming. And for one of boxing's most controversial figures, it almost never happened at all.
He was in a bad way. And he was in a worse way than we thought he was, because we didn't know what was going on. You know.
It was January 2016, on the back of dismantling Klitschko's 10-year reign, that Fury made his next move, eyeing up another man who, likewise, was backing up all his claims in emphatic style.
Pace. Oh!
Klitschko's down!
Wilder had just secured his 36th win with one of the most violent shutouts of his career. And even at this time, despite such an intimidating display of power, one man remained unfazed.
Listen, anytime, any place, anywhere, I'll fight you in your back garden. You're a bum.
Entering the ring to make himself heard, in what was beforehand a mutual respect for one another, that night in Brooklyn set the stage for one of the biggest fights of today.
I hear all this knockout talk. I hear it loud and clear, but I just don't believe it.
4-0 with 39 KOs.
However, after a barrage of life-changing events, the hopeful 2016 bout never came to fruition. Instead, Fury had a bigger fight on his hands.
Oh, mayor, as usual, very vocal.
A man with glory, family, and fame found himself slumping into a downward spiral of depression and despair.
All earthly assets that one could want. Money in the bank. But it meant nothing.
Recently, Fury poured his heart out to fans, explaining just how tough it was.
It hurt inside, and the more I was hurting everybody. Everybody gave up on me. My full family thought I was definitely going to die and I was going to kill myself.
Though, at the time, a comeback for the then 25-stone heavyweight looked near impossible.
Do you still miss the fighting?
Yes, I do. I still miss the fighting very, very much. Very much.
However, even in his darkest hour, amidst all the animosity, an unlikely show of affection may have been enough to spark a glimmer of hope.
Once he get his license and get in shape, and then we'll believe anything Tyson says. You know what I mean? I would love for him to come back.
Because true enough, around a year ago, we saw the unfolding of personal victory, the comeback.
Well, you know what they call me, don't you? The boomerang. I always come back.
A regained level of discipline and mental fortitude that set alight the road to redemption. This time, Fury has no interest in the belts. Instead, he claims he fights for everlasting glory. With just two comeback fights and under no illusions, the Gypsy King is taking on the most dangerous opponent in the game.
It's go time. I'm going to knock Tyson Fury out.
I sit here today as a sincere man who tells the truth and hides nothing behind no curtains. I'm beating you.
They pulled him out, but whatever, I'm sure Frank's going to keep me busy. And I'm going to have a world title by the end of the year, that's a promise.
This is a very, very big heavyweight with the nimbleness of a smaller guy.
I mean, this guy could be the best heavyweight in the world.
If he's in shape, it's going to be a difficult fight for Deontay.
I just feel that whenever it's time to pull it off, Tyson always pulls it off.
This comeback, beating Wilder after the timeout and after the weight and everything else that goes with it, it's a fairy tale ending.
I'm gonna show you the
come on! I'm gonna show you. He might push as hard than that, you know.
I'm gonna show you the
come on. You're getting it, you big dosser.
On the ropes, just to hold and smother his opponent. He doesn't get a lot of credit for this, but he's very good and very effective at just nullifying his opponent's work.
It's no shame in losing to me, because I am the greatest boxer of my generation.
Two gleaming records. Neither man has been beaten as a professional.
I fulfilled that promise, and I'm going to continue to do it along with the five others.
You can't
no man on earth will ever beat me, Tyson.
Wilder will get confidence from the fact that he has knocked out every man he's faced.
Bam, baby, good night.
Whilst Fury, the bigger, heavier, and longer reaching of the two, believes the victory is written in the stars.
Can you the fuck out, bro?
The difference between him and Klitschko is that Deontay Wilder is going to be letting his hands go. You know what I mean? He throws that right hand and he throws it often and he throws it with power. So I think he'll be able to catch him.
Wilder, listen. The champ has arrived.
Stylistically, it makes for a true edge of your seat, speed versus power matchup. Fury picks his shots and moves in a way that he really shouldn't be able to move for such a big guy.
It's an intimidation factor. Fury saying, listen, I'm the bigger guy. I'm going to come out and control
Fury
you.
Fury fighting his way towards the
Steve
top
know,
of the ranking.
It's going to be a long night for you, Steve.
Whereas Wilder opens up his opponents with rangy, powerful shots, and once he gets you hurt, it's over.
Right hand, Molina goes down for the third time.
This is going to be his first time actually being in a fight where he will get hit.
Yes.
My power is real, baby.
I beat men like you 7 days a week.
Each other. It's legit. It's real. And you know what? I think that it's necessary. I think when a fight takes place, I don't want two guys to like each other. I never liked any of the guys that I fought. I take that back. I liked them afterwards, but you know, not when it was going on. This is, you know, we got to settle a fight here. This is not like, guy, golly gee whiz, let's play baseball. Whoever loses, we're going to have a beer together. And that's not the same thing. This is the fight game. We've got two heavyweights, two undefeated heavyweights. Both guys are huge. 6'7", 6'8", 6'9". Man, anything can happen when these guys go to battle. No doubt about it. Tonight, 4:45 p.m. Pacific time on pay-per-view. Check that out. We'll talk about the times later. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk, live worldwide, 35 years of radio existence, coming to you from the rain, baby.
Boom.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I'm not invincible. The great Floyd Mayweather isn't invincible. Nobody's invincible. You just have guys that are really, really good at what they do. And that's just what it is. But anybody can be knocked out. Anything can happen in that ring. And that's why boxing has the buzz and intrigue that it has. And that's why it'll never die, because I'm a huge sports fan. I watch all sports. But it's one thing to watch a team sport, but it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super flat.
My mother said it's never bragging when you're telling the truth. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. Of course, you're inside looking at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 35 years of radio presence produced by the great, the incomparable Scott Cutty. Straight up, we're coming to you live from the central part of California. It's a bit of a remote broadcast. I'll probably get into that on tomorrow's broadcast as to why I'm here. Bottom line is, let's talk about the heavyweight greats that have showed up for the Tyson Fury Deontay Wilder fight down there in the City of Angels. I'm talking about Michael Spinks, Buster Douglas, Ernie Shavers, Lennox Lewis, and who else? Evander Holyfield. Who else was there? There was a couple other big names down there. I mean, these guys have just all come into town. And why not? Jerry Cooney, Riddick Bowe. I'm going to tell you a story about each heavyweight that they're talking about here. And some may like it, and some may not, as far as the stories being told on. Michael Spinks, of course, fought Mike Tyson. Wasn't once and for all. It was once and all fall. Of course, he fell in like 91 seconds. Guy, I thought he got hit on the shoulder. Bottom line was he was scared to death of Mike, and why not? Mike Tyson was a killer at the time. But me and my daughter, Jacqueline, were kicking and eating all-you-can-eat Alaskan king crab legs at some casino off the strip in Las Vegas, and we're eating them. And guess who's across the room? Good old Michael Spinks. Me and Mike Spinks getting down on the all-you-can-eat crab legs. Buster Douglas, of course, he world heavyweight champion, the man that knocked out Mike Tyson, the meltdown of Mike Tyson in 1990. He and I spent a lot of time together, but in his hometown, in his home city of Columbus, Ohio, of course, where he's like an iconic figure, still works with the Park and Rec Department. But Buster and I, we sort of took the town by storm. I had a limo, I had his manager, I had a few guys in tow in the whole 9 yards. We had some fun. We did some publicity stunts like at his high school and things like that. But Buster was an eater. This guy liked to eat, man, and I'll never forget it. We had ribs for breakfast. No, after breakfast. I take that back. We had some ribs about 7:30 in the morning. Yeah, it was about 7:30 with some ribs. That was after breakfast. We had breakfast about 7 o'clock. I mean, it didn't take long to get into the ribs. It just didn't. I mean, that's the way Buster ate. And, of course, he went up to over 300 pounds before coming down and, of course, losing the World Heavyweight Championship to Evander Holyfield. Now, Ernie Shavers. The hardest hitter of all time, man. The Acorn. Call him, you know, Ali had a couple of different nicknames for him, but Larry Holmes told me nobody hit harder than him, period. Ali told me nobody hit harder than Shavers. Anyway, bottom line is I think if those two guys are saying this guy's the hardest hitter ever, I'm going to go along with that. So Shavers and I are in Atlantic City. Oh, man. And I'm standing there talking with Rocky Graziano, and he was the old world middleweight champion. Of course, I think they did a movie after him and things like that. Anyway, Rocky Graziano and I are talking. So Ernie's with me, and the three of us are talking. I say to Rocky, can I get an interview with you? And Rocky says, I got to go take a leak, kid. I think he said a squirt. And I got to go take a squirt, kid, so I got to go right now. Anyway, so he went off. I never saw him again. He died a couple months later. Ernie and I talked about knocking guys down. He said he didn't feel it when he knocked guys down. When I knocked guys down, when I hit him with a clean shot, I felt it. He said he didn't feel it. He said punching was just so normal to him. Ernie Shavers, a hell of a guy. Of course, he's got a book out that's come out recently in the last few years. Lennox Lewis, the world heavyweight champion. People thought he was gay. I'm serious, man. They were knocking. You know, hey, Lennox is, you know, Lennox is funny. Lennox hangs out with his mama. Lennox be hanging with his mother. You know, it wasn't a Luther Vandross type of thing with his mother and Lennox Lewis. Lennox was Lennox was Lennox, man. And how I found out was this girl who had been a bit of a boxing groupie. I called her a hooker, but a boxing groupie. She had basically went and jumped into the sack with both Mr. Tyson and Mr. Lennox Lewis. And she told me that Lennox was a gentleman and that Mike Tyson was Mike Tyson. So figure it out. Anyway, Lennox Lewis, no way he's gay, no doubt about that. And it's good to see him. It's good to see him at this boxing event because I don't think Lennox takes enough credit. I mean, some people didn't like the way he fought. Of course, he came after the Tyson era. And that's a bit of a rough era to come after. Whether you beat Tyson up, of course, he beat Tyson in that fight where Tyson took the fight in Tennessee because he didn't want nobody checking him for marijuana. Yeah, no drug testing in Tennessee. Yeah, no drug testing in Memphis. Come fight Memphis. Anyway, of course, Mike Tyson way past his peak when he lost to Lennox Lewis. And then I think in his next fight after that, his last fight, he lost to Kevin McBride, something like Kevin, you know, the big Irishman there. That was really sad there in Washington, D.C. Of course, I was at Brown University the day before the fight, checking out boxing history and things like that. And then watching Mike Tyson, the legend of Mike Tyson, be slain like that, that was a bit rough on the old psyche. It just was. Anyway, Riddick Bowe was there. Of course, Riddick. Take that back. Jerry Cooney's there. Jerry Cooney was in the house. Jerry Cooney's a great guy as far as an all-around, a guy that's benevolent beyond belief. I mean, I don't know how much money he's given away of his own, but he's put together charities and things like that, and his heart is in the right place. And when I did that benefit for Gerald McClellan about 10 or 15 years ago, Jerry Cooney flew out from New York. I flew out from California. We met in like Rockport, Illinois, or someplace like that, Rockport, Illinois. And we raised some money. We raised some money for Riddick Bowe and then the late Greg Page. Of course, the former heavyweight champion, he was crippled by a boxing match that took place in his native Louisville, Kentucky. So he was there that night as well. So, wow, Jerry Cooney, a class act. I can't say no more. Jerry's just plenty of class. Riddick Bowe, the world heavyweight champion. Wow, what a unique guy he was. When I say unique, and of course I had him on the show early on, and he was like, and he was like sharp, man. I mean, super sharp. But like Jerry Corey, who could do the New York Times crossword puzzle in about 15 minutes, Riddick was that sharp. But after, you know, those fights with Holyfield and the two fights with Galata, of course the Polish nightmare. Evander took its toll on him. The beating of Evander Holyfield put on Riddick Bowe, I think this took an eventual toll, and I think he never recovered. Anyway, I'm doing one of his comeback fights as a ring announcer in Miami. They don't call it Miami. They call it Miami, Oklahoma. Okay, so I'm in Miami, Oklahoma. And they don't give me the weight on Riddick Bowe. Riddick's fighting some schmo. They don't give me the weight on him. So I walk over to him. I say, how much you weighing? He says, 261. I said, man, you ain't 261. Come on, be real with me. Come on, 260. Pedro, tell him 261. I don't remember what I told him. I might have told him 261. I tend to not think so. But at the end of the day, believe me, Riddick Bowe was not 261 pounds. And the great Evander Holyfield, what can I say about V? That's what I call him, V. And that's what I've called him ever since I met him in May of 1988. Here we are, 1984. Here we are. At the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado, of course. It's cold in the nighttime. It's snowing and things like that. And this day just happened to be so beautiful outside. I'll never forget it. And I'm coming back from running, and we go in to get some food, and Evander Holyfield's sitting there, and I'm bitching about stale pancakes. You know, I wasn't from the hood, per se. I mean, I was a cop at the time and had money, and these guys were, you know, hungry young kids, man. So anyway, it was a different world for them, so I'm bitching and moaning about the stale pancakes or the pancakes who are harder to rock. I said, they ought to use these pancakes in the Olympic Games as discus or something. Anyway, I popped off something like that. They didn't appreciate that, the Olympic staff there. Anyway, Holyfield and I sat down, and the manager told me, ain't no sense in complaining about the food, man. Ain't going to get no better. Anyway, he was a class act. Ollie was a class act. And, I remember the interviews with him early on. They were rough. They were rough because the manager just wasn't the most polished guy in the world, But as things progressed, and I think after Mike Tyson fought Carl the Truth Williams, I said to him, I said, you know what? I said, you're not coming across in these interviews very good at all. He goes, what do you mean? I said, V, you're just not, man. He goes, what do you mean? I said, you sound like a gorilla. He said, what? I said, yeah, you sound like a gorilla, Vander. He goes, explain that. I said, Vander, how's the fight today? Okay. I mean, it was all one word responses, bro. In order to be colorful, in order to get people to draw interest in you, you can't just knock people out. You got to talk to them about it. You got to let your mouth go, man. You got to let those verbs fly. Anyway, Evander Holyfield became an eloquent spokesperson after that. He was able to talk his game, no doubt about it. Straight up, Evander Holyfield, 3-time heavyweight champion of the world. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll switch gears after the break. Maybe talk a little UFC, but Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilde, just hours away. The toll-free phone line, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk.
Time for America, Pedro. Fuck my life. Hey, baby.
Never felt this way before.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Look at Timbo with the Muay Thai kicks. He's got it all. Great shot, line up a shot, and weather the storm. He knows what it's like to have to weather an early storm. Look at this stuff.
Who would have said it would be Timbo on the back of Blaine Mercer in his guard? He would have topped me out. Guillotine choke. Timbo win for Timbo.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
40 minutes past the hour, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Folks, you heard the WBO spot play during the show, and of course, it talks about clarity and things like that. Well, guess what? Go to the WBO website at WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. You can check out that. How the purse bids are done and how bids are made for fights and how promoters bid on fights and who wins fights, things like that. It's all out in the open. All the fights are out in the open. Check it out, WBOboxing.com. Now, time to shift gears. Let's talk about the world of mixed martial arts. Talk about, of course, boxing is a mixed martial art, but I mean the cage stuff, you know, the UFC. Of course, the UFC has been rock and roll in a $4.2 billion entity. Was it worth that? I don't know. I didn't think so. The economists and the people I talked to that were into multi-million dollar deals, they thought it was a bit overpriced. But if it pays off in the end, who cares? And, you know, if the people are happy what they bought, I guess I'm not wrong. Anyway, lots of fights have taken place recently. Of course, over in Australia, it's history already. Junior Dos Santos, that's right, Junior Dos Santos, the former world heavyweight champion. Well, he's making that back. The fight hasn't taken place yet. I was told the fight was taking place already, like we're a day earlier, and this Junior Dos Santos gig was going to go by 2 p.m. on Saturday. And I guess it hasn't went yet, but it's supposed to go. Let me look at it. No, we're still not seeing any fight cards. Anyway, bottom line is the UFC is rock and rolling in Australia. And, of course, besides Australia, they venture next, of course, to UFC 231. That's going to be Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And I'm really, how can I put this? I can't tell you enough how good this kid is. And I'm talking about Brian Ortega. Yeah, I've talked about him a lot in the past, man. Undefeated. Had that one fight erased because of something that was in his food. Possible Flintstone vitamins. I'm not going to go down that road, but the bottom line is if he's ever caught again, he should be banned. But he's taking on Max Holloway. Max Holloway is the current world featherweight champion. 145 pounds. Outstanding fighter. I mean, you know, Max brings it. He just brings it. He's got some Muay Thai skills. He's got some Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu skills. I mean, comes to us from Hawaii, of course. He's got the Gracie techniques. That's who the team he's with. And he's got good trainers. Ryan Lazares and Evan Flores are really good trainers. A purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, a pro since 2010. Once he had 19 wins and 3 losses. I mean, he is the real deal, man. 145 pounds. He was willing to step up and fight Khabib at the last minute, I think, when Tony Ferguson or somebody got hurt a couple months ago. So, I mean, he's a monster. He is. But I think he's a damaged monster. When I say a damaged monster, what I mean by that is I thought he showed all the signs last time recently of being concussed. And I wasn't the only one that thought that. In fact, when he was trying to weight cut for that fight with Khabib at 155, this fight, mind you, was at 145. But that fight with Khabib, he was going to take on short notice, was going to come in at 155. Evidently, the doctors had to intervene and stop him from continuing his weight cut because evidently he was close to killing himself. At least that's the way rumor had it. But if the doctors moved in on you, USC had to tell the doctors to move in. Something was bad. Anyway, Max Holloway defending the 145-pound championship against the undefeated Brian Ortega. I don't think Brian can be beat at 145 pounds. I really, really don't. I think he's just like the best fighter going in the world of mixed martial arts as far as dominance is concerned. I think he'll be so dominant at this point, weight 145, that his true test will be coming up at probably 155 pounds. But at 145, he's shrinking to get down there. He cuts a lot of weight to get there, so he's a big 145-pounder, and I would not be surprised if Brian Ortega totally throttled Max Holloway as good as Max is. Max is a great fighter, but Brian Ortega, I think he's on a different level. Valentina Shevchenko, the women's flyweight bout. Of course, he is the champion defending against Joanna Jay. I don't go into Joanna's last name because Jenerizek. Okay, there we go. Pretty good there, Jenerizek. Anyway, they both can fight. Of course, this fight's going to appeal to people in the in Eastern Europe and things like that. And that's what they'll do is they'll package this fight card. You'll see slick, man. They'll package this fight card and make that like the main event. Call it a co-main event. But over in Europe, this will be the fight people will be talking about. Over in places like the former Soviet Union, I mean, this fight will be hot. No doubt about it. Joanna Jay and Valentina Shevchenko vying for the 115-pound women's flyweight championship of the UFC. Alex Oliveira on the card against Gunnar Nelson. Outside of the rest of that, who cares? Jimmy Lanua, remember I thought Jimmy could fight? He could punch. But, man, Jimmy had a glass jaw. So, Thiago Santos, what I'm trying to tell you is that just make a move on Jimmy, feint him, and he goes for the feint. When he goes for the feint like a fish on a hook, hit him on that chin. You hit him on that chin, Jimmy Lanua is going out. Jimmy Lanua doesn't catch well. Anyway, that's UFC 231, the pay-per-view end of it. And I'm not big thrilled on UFC pay-per-view events, but I would watch – I would buy this fight if I had to. I don't have to buy any of these fights. But if I had to buy this fight, I would buy it at the $65 or $70 level because of the fact that I think that Brian Ortega is that special of a fighter. And I think he's special both in and outside of the ring or the octagon or the cage or however you want to put it, the square center of battle. He is the real deal. He's got charisma. I don't get head over heels. I usually don't get over my skis on fighters. I really don't. And I don't think I'm going over my skis here with Brian Ortega. I just think that Brian Ortega is a special athlete. I think he's a special young man. And I think that if the residual effects of fighting don't take a tremendous toll on him, he will be a young man to recognize in the future outside of the world of fighting. I kid you not. Remember the name Brian Ortega. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last week, November 24th, and Beijing, China, the Cadillac Arena. I've been to Beijing. I did the first boxing card ever in Beijing back in 1993. Take that back. It was probably boxing there before 1949. But since Mao Zedong took over in 1949, it wasn't until Pedro and his crew hit town in February of 1993 and did our Brawl at the Wall card, of course, featuring WBO, World Boxing Organization, 168-pound title fight, 175-pound title fight. It was a good card, no doubt about it. Leon Zabarba, the champion. Mike Sadio, the challenger. They went the distance. That was in Beijing, China, back in February of 1993. But that was a brawl that sort of set the... You know, we opened the door for everybody else to go into China. Nobody went before us. People went after us. Anyway, Curtis Blaze and Francis Ngannou hooked it up in a rematch of heavyweight guys that can really crack. I mean, Francis Ngannou, of course, coming off that loss to Stipe Miocic, having lost his bid for the World Heavyweight Championship, having to remain so heavily favored going in there. I mean, they even made a sports drink about the dude. Seriously, they made a sports drink about the dude, and he wasn't even champion yet. Then after Stippy, you know, slapped him around and basically, you know, took him to school for five rounds, this sort of his stock value plummeted a bit. But he came back. He was fighting Curtis Blaydes again. Curtis Blaydes was thought to have a shot because Curtis is an accomplished fighter. But Curtis lost the first time versus knockout. Well, guess what? Things didn't go quite differently the second time. He got knocked out again. So what I'm trying to you know, that's what happens most of the time. The guy that wins the first fight usually wins the second fight. That's just the way it is. I mean, you know, rarely do guys win rematches that didn't win the first time. It just doesn't happen that way. I mean, take that back. Roberto Duran, Esteban De Jesus, of course, Duran knocking out to save, beating up De Jesus not once but twice afterwards, making him pay. But, you know, the UFC and the world of the UFC, if a guy beats you the first time, not too many guys come back and beat you the second time. And I mean, come back and beat you that lost the first time. Anyway, 45 seconds is what Curtis Blaydes lasted. Blood! You couldn't have lasted no longer than that. I could have lasted longer than that running away from Francis Ngannou. Come on, man! Seriously, 45 seconds? Damn! I guess you had some girls there in China. Anyway, Alistair Overeem, also on the card. Former Showtime Grand Prix champion, I believe, down there in San Jose, California. Of course, when Showtime was rock and rolling out of the SP Pavilion or the HP Pavilion or whatever you want to call it, the Shark Tank down there in San Jose, California, home of the San Jose Sharks, the NHL. Of course, Alistair Overeem. Back then, at one point in time, was only around 200 pounds, 205 pounds. And then he became a heavyweight. And he became a heavyweight under Flintstone, under suspicious circumstances. Let's put it to you like that. Yeah, yeah. Look, I can say it. He got caught. He got caught taking steroids. Flintstone vitamins, okay? Alistair Overeem, calling Alistair Overeem in the store on the show in different times. But the bottom line is, he's a bad dude. He can fight. And he knocked out Sergey Pavlovich in the first round, 420 wins to the first round. Those are the two heavyweight co-main events. And Yadong Song beat Vince Morales in the unanimous nod in the bantamweight bout. In the welterweight bout, Lee Jingling. I kid you not, Lee Jingling. Anyway, Lee Jingling beat David Zawada with a body kick and punches. That was in the third round, 4 minutes and 7 seconds in. The rest of the names on the card, Alex Morano, you can't get too high on these guys. Just can't, because you haven't seen what they can do yet. These last guys are like prelim guys, and they're trying to get them used to fighting in front of crowds, and you take them across the country or around the world, and you put a little added pressure on these young fighters and things like that, see how they react. So we really don't know what these undercard guys are like. This was just like, I'll kind of put this, on-the-job training. I guess that's the best way to put it. The card that we are looking forward to, as far as the UFC is concerned, it's going to be a card, of course, coming to you December the 29th from the T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas, Nevada. You got to figure it's going to be a good fight because two girls are involved. That's right. When girls show up, man, girls fight. I'm telling you, not too many girls put on a crummy fight. Take that back, unless you want to watch women's boxing. Okay, Clarissa Shields, good Lord, Clarissa, you should be arrested for not entertaining people. I'm sorry, I don't care if you won two Olympic gold medals or you won all these titles and you got everybody's belt. You know, you don't make it for me. I mean, I tune in to watch you. Good Lord, if you know any crack addicts that are suffering from insomnia or people that want to come down off of drugs, you know, methamphetamine or something like that, speed, get them to watch a Clarissa Shields fight. They watch that fight, believe me, they'll be going to sleep real quick. John Jones, hold on, before I get to the ladies, John Jones and Alexander Gustafsson, of course, going to go a five-round bout in a heavy, light heavyweight co-main event. Of course, Jones beat him before. Gustafsson put up a good fight, but Jones beat him before. Chris Cyborg Santos. Wow. The Brazilian world 145-pound champion as far as females are concerned. We call her Chris the Chromosome Cyborg. I mean, she's just a monster, man. She's got like 1,000 different names. Chris Judine, Chris Cyborg Santos, Chris Santos. I keep going, but the bottom line is there's only one Cyborg. She's amazing. She lost her first fight many years ago, has won every fight since then. Her big fight is making the weight. If she makes weight at 145, semi-strong, Amanda Nunes is going to get her tail handed to her. I kid you not. Amanda, of course, being the world flyweight, world bantamweight champion, 135 pounds, and there's only 10 pounds difference. Somebody said to me, it's only 10 pounds. What are you talking? What's big deal? What's 10? You know, to the average guy, 10 pounds is nothing. It really isn't. This is nothing, okay? But when you're in combat sports, 10 pounds is a lot, especially of natural body mass and size, you know, because Cyborg's going to weigh like 145 at the weigh-in, and come the fight time, she's probably weigh 165, okay? And Amanda Nunes, maybe she'll weigh in at 142, 143, somewhere around that, I'm anticipating, and her coming into the octagon just maybe slightly heavier. There's no sense in her putting on a lot of weight because she's going to have to beat Chris Cyborg Santos with speed and a little boxing power, a little boxing knowledge and some power. She's going to have to land from the outside like she did on some other girls. She's got good boxing skills, but Cyborg, I think, is unbeatable as a female. Just my opinion. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes to you each and every Saturday and Sunday. Of course, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Saturday for an hour on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We come back with a show on Sunday. That's 2 hours on Sunday. That's right, 2 hours, baby. 11 a.m. Pacific time on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And that was the Tower of Power that just blasted into my ear, coming to you live from the city of Modesto, California. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I know a place where people rang true. The sort of place they really care about you. It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me. 'Cause I dig the vibe and I like the company. It's a wonder way. That's what the people say. Where you can sing your song and do it all night long. Oh, 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 oh.
On the soul side of town.
The soul. This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, 35 years of radio presence. This is Saturday, December 1st. Of course, the Saturday one-hour edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide will be followed up by the Sunday edition. 2 hours of live Ring Talk Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Checking out some notes. Deontay Wilder, 212 pounds. Tyson Fury, 256. Jermaine Taylor was arrested again this week for $50,000 in back child support payments. Poor Jermaine. Chavez Jr., Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., the guy that got laid in the dressing room with the L.A. Forum before a fight one time in his fight with Alfred Angulo is off tonight's card as far as the Staples Center is concerned. Freddie Roach rehired by Manny Pacquiao to be his trainer for the May Adrian Broner fight. That's happening. The former WBO welterweight champion Jeff Horn, now 19-1-1, 13 KO, scored a devastating first round KO over 43-year-old Anthony Mundine in a mixed weight, a catch weight fight. See, these guys fought in the middleweight clash on Friday night. Of course, big crowd in Australia, but it only lasted 93 seconds. Straight up, 93 seconds. All that talk, and he lasted 93 seconds to Jeff Mundine. Well, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, we'll come back with some live results on the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine of the Tyson Fury, of course. The Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder fight. It's going to rock. It's going to roll. Until then, peace, love, and lots of respect. And don't forget, this is Ring Talk brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.